My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Legal products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. So great to have you with me. Hour number three. My. So, first hour, if you missed any of that, cgrwellness.com. We talked about health for your kids. We talked about what you can do, especially with school getting started, to protect your children's immune system. And then we got into talking about just the benefits of all three of the products. And they're right back here behind me. Vibe, UltraShot, and Resvante, which has resveratrol. And how that also activates a it's kind of like the fountain of youth. It really does activate that within your body. And it's been proven to do that through tests at the Cleveland Clinic. In fact, the FDA was just at their facility and did their inspection and ran all their tests and gave them a big plus sign. So that was that's pretty cool stuff. So anyway, I really encourage you. Listen, it is really helping me it is truly really helping me. You can see the color in my cheeks, the color in my face. It's making a big difference in my life, and I encourage you to give it a shot. CGR Wellness, free registration. Use the code ChosenGenRadio. You'll get a $20 discount on your first order of $50 or more. Let's see. Then we talked with Coach Joe Kennedy. That's the coach that was fired for taking a knee and praying and exercising the First Amendment. And then we, in that segment, we talked about the power of the cross and being a new nature and where life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness reside in us as bearers of the image of God. He gave those things to us. They are who we are. They're not just some thing that he hands to us. It's literally who we are. And that's so important to understand. And now we begin with my good friend, who normally used to, for years past, start the program off, but now he comes in and bats cleanup and knocks everything home. I want to welcome my good friend Don Jans. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here again.
Well,
always nice to join you on Fridays. This is the beginning of my week.
I love it. I love it. So let's talk about when communism was bad, because I mean, I say that, and it's not quite tongue in cheek, because the reality is that we have an entire generation right now. We have a pretty significant number of the Gen Z, Gen X, Millennials, all of that, that have a relatively positive blush opinion of communism. If you suggest that communism is bad, their suggestion back to you is well, communism isn't bad. What's bad is the people. It was the people who were doing communism. Those were really the problem. Don, you have traveled to and been to these countries. You've seen this up close and personal. And by the way, I think we should express, communism has not died. There are a lot of countries out there that are dealing with forms of communism right now as we speak. Am I incorrect in making that statement?
No, you're absolutely correct. Communism has been around long before Karl Marx. Communism has been with us for centuries. It's another way of thinking. It's another way of flying. And communism has never changed. We refer to it also as in the total of collectivism. And we've talked about collectivism. We've talked about individualism before. And it's how we view life. We can view life as an individual, as God created us. God didn't create a group. God created individuals. And he gave each and every one of us individual attributes, individual abilities, individual ability to think for ourselves. Communism says, no. You got it all wrong. First of all, there is no God. Communism is atheism. Make no mistake about that. The other thing is communism says we are not individual. We are all part of the collective. We are not indispensable. We can be thrown away and a new person can come in and take our place. Life has no meaning and everybody must conform. Everybody must conform to the collectivist way of thinking. And everybody must be totally equal. And that's the essence of collectivism. That's the essence of communism. It has not changed.
But not
changed.
But let's clarify too, because communism's concept of equal is not equal, but equitable.
Yeah,
and those are there's a dramatic distinction. under our Constitution, we say that all men are created equal. In other words, they are all created with certain inalienable rights and abilities, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, what you do, it's just like being given the talents, the 10, the 5, the 1, what have you. Mm-hmm. What you do with those talents is up to you.
Right.
But there's equal distributions, if you will, of different kinds of skill sets, and then you have the freedom to pursue your skill set and take it as far as it will go. That's equality. Under equity, what you produce may be given to the guy down the street in spite of the fact that he doesn't go out and do anything.
Right. Now, on all being created equal, that goes deeper as well. That was written in 1776. In 1776, you weren't born equal. You were born of a nobility class, or you were born as a peasant.
Right.
And that set your stage in life. Our founder said, no, that's not the way we're going to do it. We're not going to have people born into nobility so that they are now treated and looked upon differently. Everybody is born of the same social status. You're born human. You're born with the abilities, the gifts God has given you. You have different thoughts. Some people have different ambitions. Some people don't desire to be a professor. Some people don't desire to have a doctorate degree. Some people desire to go out into the field and hunt. That's their privilege. That is their right. So we're born not with nobility, not as peasants, but we're all born of the same social class. What we do with our God-given abilities and talents is up to us. And this is the concept where people say, well, we're born equal. Yes, in social status we're born equal, but God has created us all differently. He's created us all with the same equal ability to choose life and not death, to choose Jesus Christ or to choose hell. But he's also said, I'm giving you different individual abilities. Joshua was not the same as Moses. They had truly different capabilities, truly different abilities. And that's who we are. We're no different. And we are, in our country, we are also born not of a social class, but we are born as a United States citizen that has the same equal opportunity to achieve, to reach our dreams and our goals as is anybody else. Communism says, no, that's not the way it is. We, the state, will tell you what you will and will not do. And this is where we get very confused.
Well, you know, you stop and you think about, you know, for example, like a Larry Bird versus a Magic Johnson versus a Pete Maravich versus a Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't realize how much work Larry Bird says. I didn't have a natural proclivity at this. It was a lot of work, a lot of hours. Magic happened to have more of a more natural ability, but he still worked very, very hard. Pete Maravich had natural abilities that were freakish in his day, supernatural in his day, in a manner of speaking. He practiced a lot, but he still had, you know, amazing gifting. Michael Jordan, spent a lot of hours on the practice floor. I met his sister at the Dream Center in L.A., and she talked about, you know, that when Michael was younger, when he was little, he got pushed around and he got, you know, beat up by the other kids and so on, and he had to spend hours and hours and hours to get to a place where he could go back onto the court and play with the bigger kids, play with the older kids, and so on. So, you know, it's what do you do, as we're saying,
right,
with it? You have equality, but we're not suggesting equity, and communism wants to force equity on everyone. We'll be back with more with Don Jans coming up after this. You know, communism, the other thing that people need to understand, and it's you know, I don't understand it. Communism's never worked, and yet people keep bringing it up as though it's the best thing since sliced bread. We'll be back to talk about that right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Don Jans. You can find him at CG Contributors on the Chosen Generation Radio website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Hopefully you're watching us there. If you are, we're waving. Wave, Don. Say hi. There we go. We're waving to you to say hello to those that are watching us. And we greatly appreciate, by the way, all of our viewers that watch us each and every day. That's why, you know, I've got the fireplace going back here for you and my bookcase over here and trying to make you, you know, feel at home. And I dress up just for you. Just for you. Yeah, I do. I really do. All right. Don Jans is my guest. We're talking about when communism was bad. Don, I was mentioning as we go into the break, you know, communism has never, ever succeeded. The argument has been, and our younger audience may not realize this, but the argument's always been, well, it wasn't the right people. And you mentioned in the break, I think, you were talking about the utopian idea, and that really is, it's communism is almost like the Tower of Babel, right? Trying to obtain heaven, but there's some significant missing links. If you want to talk about Darwin and missing links, the missing links are in communism.
They're there. When we study Karl Marx, who probably was the first person to really put the thoughts of communism onto paper, people forget that what he stresses is we're going to have this classless society. That's his goal, a classless society. Even to the point where there will be no government, because everybody will be acting appropriately, everybody will be acting with virtue, everybody will be acting exactly what he says people cannot do. And so eventually, after we go through this time period, the dictatorship of the proletariat, which I believe the United States is entering right now, and that's where you have a government that's a dictatorial government. And Marx says you have to use despotic means during this time. Then we get out of this dictatorship of the proletariat, which nobody has ever left.
Right.
No communist country has ever left this time period. But once, according to him, once we leave it, we'll all be wonderful people. We'll all be wonderful citizens. We'll all be what Madison said we are not. Madison said we are not angels. And Marx said we will become angels. Now, it cannot work. Communism absolutely cannot work because human beings are involved. Human beings are not angels, number one.
No.
We were created perfect and we screwed it up. And now we're not perfect and sin reigns.
We have a sin nature.
We are sin nature.
Yep.
And we are all created differently. We are created as an individual. We all have different individual thoughts. In communism, you have to all conform to the same way of thinking. That's the communist line. And we are seeing this trying to be imposed upon we in the United States today. We're all supposed to think exactly the same. We're all supposed to think that killing babies in the womb is a choice. Well, it's not. It's murder. We're all supposed to think that white people are horrible because we're white. I'm not sure what other reason. We're no different from other people other than the color of our skin. And we're all supposed to be conforming to these wokeisms. And people are different. We're all supposed to have the same ambitions. We're all supposed to be willing to do and be happy in whatever role the state says we should play. And we're not. We don't do that. Human beings don't do that. You can take kids out of the same family and they grow up to be completely different. And that's because we are creations of God. And communism totally denies that. Communism can only operate, well, it is atheist.
And right.
It can only operate that way.
And some have suggested to me, and I was watching, I forget, some documentary about it, but that communism is, in fact, Marx viewed communism as a religion.
He did. The state was the god.
Right.
And
the
party was really the state. Communism, the communistic party was really the state.
Yeah.
And that is God. That is God.
So you have to embrace that belief.
Yes.
You're not given any alternative. We didn't even get a chance to get to this. There were two things that I thought were significant for us to understand too, as it relates to the stripping of our freedoms. And one of those, I don't know if you saw this or not, was the Amish farmer.
Yep.
You know, this is exactly what a communist collective state does. And unfortunately, we've run out of time to get into that. But those stories aren't going anywhere. And I'm afraid that it's going to get worse. And I also want to talk to you next time around. So make a note of this. About SIDS and SADS. SIDS was sudden infant death syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been proven now by medical science that that was directly related to vaccines.
Yes.
Now we have SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, and they want to pretend or get us to believe that it doesn't have anything to do with the vaccines. They're lying once again. We'll be back.
Yes.
I've got a whole nother half hour coming up right after this. And Scott Powell will be with us. We'll talk about America. And this is not the America our founders intended it to be. No Gestapo state. We'll be back right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. Reduces emissions and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a 4-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any 2 children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as 2 components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. So I wanted to play that. That's Mind Polluters. And if you've not seen that, man, based on so much of what we've been talking about today, what they're doing to pervert the minds of our children and lie to them about what is truth and what is not truth is so critically important. And of course, my next guest, I'm very excited to bring him back onto the program to talk about how our nation was begun. And folks, this is not you're look good. You look good, brother.
Good.
This is not the America that the United States that our founders envisioned when they created this country, especially what we've seen happen most recently between and I run it back this way. If you look at Ruby Ridge, if you look at Waco, if you look at the Bundy Ranch, if you look at what happened at the Wildlife Reserve and the murder of Lavoie Finicum, if you look at what's been happening to what I believe are mainly, predominantly, innocent patriots that have been held without charges for January 6th, when you had D.C. Capitol Police, who, if you watch the documentary put together by the Epic Times, clearly were involved in the murder of four of the patriots that were there. And I'm talking about Ashley Babbitt, Rosalind Boylan, and the two men who the ME said had heart attacks, but who were actually hit with compression bombs thrown by D.C. Capitol Police. And it's on the video. On the video, you see them get hit, and the bombs explode on them, and their hearts stopped. And then, of course, Brian Sicknick, who twice was brought by patriots to the D.C. Capitol Police, asking them to assist him with health issues, and ignored. And then the Mar-a-Lago incident that happened earlier this month. Scott, you've written about some of these things. You have a great book that really outlines historically how our founding fathers saw this country. I guess really my initial question for you is this, looking at this through the lens of our founders, is this the America that you think they imagined today?
Greg, Pastor Greg, no. The answer is absolutely no. It is so far from the vision that they had in founding the country. There are really two competing visions now. There is the original vision, which was a Christian vision. You know, the Constitution drew all of its main ideas right out of the Bible. The delegates that attended that convention were almost all Christians. There were maybe have been a few deists among them, but they all paid respect to the teachings of Christ in the Bible and the Old Testament. I mean, in many ways, we are a country that is grounded. When we say law and order, where did those laws come from? Many of those laws are really Old Testament.
Sure.
So we have this amazing heritage, and they recognize that power would corrupt, and therefore they wanted to create a system of checks and balances. That was taken out of Montesquieu, who was a Christian, a French Christian philosopher. So this system really put great limits on government and really empowered the people. And there were two major things that happened in the founding of America. Number one, it was established that the government's primary purpose was to protect the unalienable God-given rights of the citizens. That's very profound. No other government in human history ever came close to doing that. But we did. That the primary purpose of government is to protect the God-given unalienable rights of the citizens. And number two, the other first, and there are more, but these are the two main ones,
mm-hmm.
is that the legitimacy of the government was only established through the people, through the people's voice.
Sure. Sure.
That we would be a government of the people, by the people, for the people, with the people. So this was quite remarkable. The modern narrative that we are seeing competing with this original narrative is a secular, progressive narrative. And if we would say that the fruit of the progressive movement is now manifest in critical race theory and the 1619 Project, if you will,
mm-hmm.
this extreme revisionism, we have to acknowledge that their vision is a Marxist vision. Both of these, the authors of the 1619 Project, the critical race theory, comes right out of Marxism. And I would say to your audience, what good has ever come out of Marxism?
None. Absolutely none.
Now, and let me draw a further contrast between the two visions. The Christian vision is a vision of redemption. It acknowledges that people aren't perfect. We need a savior. We need to have correctives. We need to have guardrails. We need to have law and order. But we have great freedom when we stay within the parameters of God's law. That is an amazing that's amazing. And most importantly, we have redemption. Now, what they want to do is tie America's identity to its slaveholding beginnings, that many of the founders, these white founders, were also slaveholders. Slavery existed everywhere in the world when America was founded.
It had existed for 6,000 years, number one. It was the predominant trade in Africa.
Yes.
Okay, and not amongst white slave traders, but amongst tribes in Africa who traded slaves with one another and who were the predominant enslavers. Every slave, well, nearly, I would say, I think the estimates are in the 90 percentile of all the slaves that were captured, actually captured in Africa, were captured by black Africans.
Yes, it's true, Pastor Greg. Yes.
And today, right now, because I'm a part of this to save the persecuted Christians, and we're working on this. This is an initiative that we're involved in, is to stop slavery. And the people that I'm involved in were involved in working on it in Sudan. Well, the slaveholders in Sudan were not white Europeans. The slaveholders in Sudan were Muslims. Dark-skinned Muslims, okay? And in Africa, predominantly, it's dark-skinned Muslims that are the predominant. There's no white-to-black slave trade right now. There is a black-on-black slave trade happening in Africa, and it's the number one. Now, there is sex slave trafficking that is happening. But even amongst that, the number one area where that's happening is coming out of Mexico and the cartels, although the United States plays a big role in it. But if you look at the faces of the people that are engaged in it, they're predominantly faces of color.
Yes, yes, yes. So returning to what I was saying about these
again, not justifying, that we're not talking about justifications of slavery. What we're saying is that let's understand that in 1776, the predominance of slavery, and I've brought this up, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but there's a film called Amazing Grace, the William Wilberforce, and Wilberforce was cautioned by his peers not to align himself with America in his anti-slavery bid because of the revolution, and Britain saw America's revolution as a part of ending the slave trade in America. And we got to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Scott Powell, rediscoveringamerica.net is the website. rediscoveringamerica.net. And this book that he's written is going to, it's an uplifting kind of book to help you understand how great our nation is as she was envisioned by our founders. Back with more coming up right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And so I've been talking to you folks this morning about CGR Wellness. And I told you that I take the Vibe and the Ultrashot and the Resvante. And here I am getting ready because, I get started at 4 o'clock in the morning with the show now. So it's getting near my lunchtime, but here's to your health. Good stuff. Okay, Scott Powell is our guest. Scott, we're talking about rediscovering America and how important it is. And you were mentioning in the break about the battle that we're in and communism. Can you get into that? Because you got something in your hands. Go ahead.
Well, I'll illustrate it by the cover of my book, Rediscovering America. You see, on the right side of Lady Liberty is the light, and it actually wraps around to the back cover. But there's a sunrise here, and light is coming from the right. But we see on the left side of Lady Liberty, there are dark clouds of oppression, of tyranny, really. And we are standing right in the middle, America, today. We are right in the middle of this battle of ideas. And we, in your audience, yeah, and all the people we're going to bring in to this movement, need to make sure that the light drives out the darkness.
It's so important. We're not going to win this battle without getting back to God. I had Coach Joe Kennedy on the program in hour number two for the entire hour, and we talked about his great victory, and the Lemon Law now has been repealed, which means now that there is no more of this false misnomer of separation of church and state, but that we can boldly profess our faith, whether it be at work or whether it be on the steps of the courthouse, but that we can once again recognize God's involvement in our country. And as you just suggested by your book, if we don't understand that and we don't bring the light to bear in the situation, We have to understand that communism is a religion. Marx saw communism as a religion and the state as God.
Yes. Well said. And we see it entirely differently. We are the source of legitimacy of our government. We the people, and that we have unalienable rights that the government cannot take away from us. And when you think about what the history of America, in just 175 years, we went from a poor country to a world economic superpower and military superpower as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a stock car going from zero to 60 in less than 3 seconds in terms of historical perspective. And why did that happen? It did not happen because of government. It happened because of the people. It was the people that were productive. And so by limiting the scope and the reach of government into people's lives, people were basically very free. They were free to flourish and prosper and innovate and discover and challenge the limits. And that's what led to our prosperity and our greatness. The greatness of America is in its people. And I must say, I am somewhat sympathetic to the critics of America, because when they look at how our country is going, and they conflate the people running our country with the structures of government, with the Constitution, they could be critics. I'm critical of how our country is being run.
Right.
But I recognize that we have the framework of a Constitution, a Declaration of Independence, and a Constitution that can renew us and get us back on track. In fact, it is the best roadmap for people to flourish, be free, and prosperous.
And we, the people, need to step up and recognize who we are, and, you know, make that choice once again to embrace our freedoms and our liberties that have been bought and purchased for us. We've run out of time. Scott Powell, rediscoveringamerica.net, rediscoveringamerica.net. Scott, we're going to do this again, I promise, very soon. I'll get you back on the program. We'll get with Sandy and make that happen. Folks, thank you so much. It's Friday. Have a blessed weekend. Be praying for us. We're giving we're starting a sewing school for widows in India tomorrow evening, tomorrow morning our time, tomorrow evening. We're starting actually 3 sewing schools for widows tomorrow. If you'd like to make a donation to continue to help us in that, please do so. Seed Harvest Blessing Challenge. $1, $5, $10, whatever you can do. We're saving America. We're saving India. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Or Cash App, $PastorGregCGR. Venmo is at Pastor Greg CGR. God bless you. God bless America. We're going to do this thing together.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.